Finding the Way. It's episode 464 with plugins for feeding your ego, selling your goods, polishing your buttons, and classic press options. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia. I'm John Overall, and I have the usual fantastic show for you today. But of course, right off, this find my tongue, pick it up, put it back in, wrap it around my head. There we go. We're off. The show, WP Plugins A to Z, is the best classic press WordPress podcast in the universe. And with a great appreciation for the No Agenda show, for their inspiration of ideas and the occasional stolen sound clip.
Squirrel!
This is the Value for Value show, and I look forward to everyone providing some value back. You can start by getting out there and hitting everyone in the mouth. Tell them about the show. Spread the word. Let them know where you hear about great plugins and other WordPress information. Subscribe to our newsletter where you can get lots of great tips and information on that. And you can catch me live every Thursday at noon here on my YouTube channel, or just download it in the podcast app and listen to it later. Hey, well, first off, it is episode 464, and well, life has been life. It is what it is. Support for the show has been very light, although I do have some feedback about. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Let's keep up the faith, and for at least another 6 months, let's try and keep this rolling. Maybe we can keep the Sword of Damocles from dropping onto the show. This is episode 23 of 52 episodes for 2020. And as we are 23 weeks into 2020 and 12 weeks into the Rona, life, which was slowly starting to return to normal in many places, has suddenly taken a turn for the worse in many cities across the U.S. and the world, with rioters and looters going around pretending that they are peacefully protesting. And I really love the one, saw a newscast, this reporter's going, this is a peaceful protest while there's buildings in the background burning. That didn't look very peaceful to me. But that's all the things you can do. Try not to let it get to you. You know, we are coming up on the longest day of the year. It's only a week and a half, June 21st. It's summer. Here's hoping it brings some great changes to the craziness we have experienced for the last few months. These are indeed strange times to be alive, and I'm doing what I can to prepare my kids and grandkids for what is coming. One of the best things you can do is take a breath, relax, buy a gun, go for a walk, build a garden, and realize things are not nearly as bad as the news says they are. Save your sanity and your amygdala. Find out why you're not going to die. Go check out the No Agenda show. I do have show spaces for guest hosts. Anyone wants to be a guest host, join me on this crazy, crazy train ride. Just go to wppluginsaz.com/guest host or email me direct at john@wppro.ca. All right, well, with all of that, let's find out what's up.
Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop on that.
iPhone, shmy phone. The way I see it, the only good phone's a landline, and the phone should be made out of Bakelite.
That's right, everybody. Time for tech news. John, do we have tech news?
We absolutely do have tech news. And the tech news this week, and we'll start off a little bit on here. A lot of this one first up is an article on how you can increase website traffic, direct search, and referral and social traffic to your WordPress website. It's a really useful article, gives you some tips and information, gives you some descriptions on what the traffic types are, where you can get it, how to go about getting this additional traffic to your website. This is a pretty useful article. It is put out by WPMU Dev, and of course, they're pushing their product for SEO, but you could, may have your own. You may like Yoast, or you may be like me, moving towards Rank Math or some other one. But the information is still valid, and it's something you might want to take a look at. Now, it has been a really rough week for those out there in WordPress land with websites. Millions of WordPress websites have been the target of attempted hacks. And what the hackers were targeting is older, ignored WordPress websites. The ones like, oh, you set up that test site, you haven't updated it in 3 years, and it's just been ignored. It's got 24 plugins where you were testing stuff. Those are what they're after. And they're not after them for whatever information they have. They want to turn them into spammy machines more often than not. So they're targeting these websites. And they're also targeting other ones out there. There's like several articles in this week's show talking about the vulnerabilities and what old vulnerabilities are being attacked. So you'll want to go check out these articles here. Millions of WordPress websites across the globe had been under this attack over the last couple of weeks. And the hackers, they never stop. It's like they never sleep. They must work. They probably work in shifts or something crazy like that. At any rate, check out these articles. Check out the information. Make sure your website is kept up to date and current as best you possibly can, so that you have little to no troubles. Now, this one here is an article that the Tavern put out a day after I had already dealt with this for one of my clients. And this is about a fake ransomware Bitcoin scam that's claiming that your WordPress website has been hacked. And this is a verified scam that's going on. And what they're doing is they're targeting your contact forms on your website, and they're sending you a scammy email, which is a ransomware attack, saying, we've attacked your website, we've taken your database, and we're going to expose your database and ruin your reputation unless you send bitcoins to this address. So this has been verified to be a bit of a scam. Read this article over. It will help set your mind at ease. I need to forward this one on to my client who dealt with this. And he, of course, I've trained most of my clients that whenever they get an email or something that's questionable, send it to me. I'll verify whether it's a scam or legitimate. And granted, the vast majority are scams, so it's something you will want to be aware of. So make sure you check this out if you haven't seen this information already. Okay, this show is a value for value model. In other words, if you get any value out of it, it's time to give some value back. Am I saving you time? Am I giving you useful information? Am I helping you in any way, shape, or form? If I am, then it's about time you gave back some value to the show. I mean, it's not like the show is easy. It doesn't produce itself. I can go on and on about all of that stuff. So, in that vein there, I do like to acknowledge those who have provided the value back to this show. And I like to start off by acknowledging the artwork, you know. And this week's artwork, again, comes to us from Angel Lemieux. And Angel has been very excellent with the artwork he's been providing and very consistent over the last, many months now. And I'm really grateful for his artwork. It means I don't have to do it myself every time I produce a show. And really great piece of art. I like this one. It's what inspired the name of Finding the Way, because it's a nice picture of a map, camera, compass, all of that stuff. If you're watching on the live stream, you can get a preview of what the artwork is for this week. And that artwork changes every week. I change the artwork with every single new episode. I am one of the few shows that does that. I learned it from the No Agenda show because they've been doing that for years. And I thought it was a cool idea, but I never really had the wherewithal to do it. And now that I do, it's a great thing. So thanks again, Angel. Greatly appreciate it. I also like to acknowledge the executive producers of the show. And this week, I don't have any executive producers. Now, these are credits that are of value, credits that you can use where credits are accepted. And the executive producer credit is given to anyone who donates $50 or more in a week to the show, and they get a big shout out with their note read out, and if they got links, it gets linked in the show notes, etc. So nothing for executive producers, but a big thank you to the producers who come in below $50 with small donations. Those small donations do help the show out. You know who you are. Thank you very much. It's greatly appreciated. And the money never makes it into my pocket, but it does help defray the costs of the show. So a big thank you to all those out there who have hired me because of the show. That's as good as donating to the show. So thank you very much. You want to support the show? You can start out by...
We just need cash. I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
Absolutely. Just send your cash. You can do that by going to wpplugins.com/donate. If you want to put art out there, just go to the WP Plugins A to Z Art Generator or submit articles, news, information, tidbits. You can send it all through the contact forms. I will use it as I can get it and get it included into the show. Also, Patreon. We are slowly revamping the Patreon and making it more useful. Week by week, it starts to become more useful. And if you're interested in that, go over to Patreon, make a donation there. That happens every month. I do still have a couple of patrons over there, so thank you very much to those of you who donate through Patreon. You are appreciated. Absolutely. Okay, well, let's take this and dive it right into the meat and potatoes of the show. All right, meat and potatoes of the show is talking about plugins, either the classic press options or the WordPress options, and or, and both, absolutely, and both. All right, the classic press options. This week, I don't really have any classic press options. Again, I've had some busy weeks ever since the Rona came into effect. My business has actually doubled, which I'm not complaining about by any sense of the imagination. It just leaves me less time to do research. And I really haven't gotten a lot of research done in the last couple of weeks, which is why I've depended on you, my listeners, with your stuff and other items along the way. But I still want to talk about Classic Press. It's a great system. It's what WP Plugins A to Z website runs on Classic Press. It's a really great system. It works very, very well. Most plugins that work on WordPress work in Classic Press. There's a few that don't, which has become problematic for me, and I'm not certain what I'm going to do with that. Mainly Elementor, which I got hooked into their ecosystem, and then they abandoned WordPress 4.0, which is what Classic Press is. At any rate, Classic Press, there's a lot of resources listed in the show notes. The Classic Press Club, the Classic Press Forums, the Classic Press specific plugin list, the plugin directory from CodePotent, etc. There's a lot there. Classic Press is still a worthwhile program, and I'm sure it's just in its quiet stage as it was pretty much this time last year. So go check that one out. Okay, so it is time for the WordPress options. Well, first off, this is a question that's come up to me a couple of times, so I thought I would include this link in the show notes and for this week and maybe for a few weeks. If you're looking for great new WordPress plugins, we're talking brand new, hot off the presses, WordPress plugins. These are over at a hidden URL at WordPress.org, which is plugins/browse/new. At one point in time, for many years, this used to be included in the plugin search repository on your WordPress install. And then one day, overnight, it just vanished with no explanation as to why they did away with it. My guess is they did away with it to prevent the new ones from being discovered and try to get people to use the people who were becoming more established in their specific fields for plugins. I've always enjoyed this. It took me a while to find it after that occurred, but once I found it, I bookmarked it, and I use it all the time to go find new WordPress plugins. And these are the ones that have been released in the last few weeks. They usually have less than 10 installs when you first check them out, so they're like fresh, hot off the press plugins. And that's what I'm going to be covering today, is a few of those. So make sure you check out this link if you're looking for some fresh, hot off the press WordPress plugins. Okay, so the first one I've got for you is called My Social Feed. And this one here is one that I'm going to look at and I'm going to be installing on the roguestavern.com website because I'm just now picking up and starting to use my Instagram again. And I've had an Instagram account for, when I looked it up, I think I've had it for like 7 years, somewhere around when they were brand new. And I used it quiet for a few years, and then it's been dead for the last few, but I logged into it the other day, checked it up, reconnected, got it all functioning, because I'm going to start sharing some of the photos I take with my phone when I'm doing my things for the Rogues Tavern. I thought it would be a cool thing to do. So I want to then get those Instagram photos to then appear on my website, and this is a plugin that will help you do that. It's pretty lightweight, and it looks to be pretty straightforward in its setup and functionality. So I would say go check this out. If you're looking for something to put Instagram on your website and you haven't found it yet, maybe check this one out. It's a brand new plugin, less than 10 installs out there, and you know, pretty much released 10 hours ago. So go check it out. It is called My Social Feed, and the link is in the show notes to get it. And I have given it a 4 dragon rating. Okay, the next one I've got for you is another brand new WordPress plugin. This one's called Product Labels for WooCommerce. And this one here looks to be a great little plugin to add in some fancy label and badges on top of your products for WooCommerce. Maybe your 20% off sale, your free shipping badge, all kinds of little bitty badges. It gives you a lot of controls on how to set up the badges for your WooCommerce store. Really great little tool. I don't know exactly how it works. I don't have a WooCommerce shop to set it up, but judging from everything I was able to check out on it, I'd say this is worthy of a 4 dragon rating. Go check it out. Product Labels for WooCommerce. And the final one I've got for you here today is called Gleam for Elementor. And this one here is allows you to create some fancified buttons using Elementor. Now, if you've used Elementor, you're using Elementor, and you're using just the basics or even some advanced stuff, you know the buttons are pretty plain most of the time. And this plugin here allows you to put some buttons that get, what do we call them, splash across them, glittery, you know, multicolored hues, little fancy icons, dancing stuff, all kinds of really cool, strange stuff you can do with the buttons on here. It looks to be pretty easy to use. When I'm building out another website with Elementor and I need some fancified stuff on it, I'm definitely going to have this one in mind for fancifying the buttons and dancing them up. Now, this isn't for every website. You don't want to put it on your stodgy lawyer site or your straightforward just basic e-store site, but if you have some fancified site or something fancy, you might want to put this on there, give it a bit of a pizzazz and a gleam, you know, all kinds of little things along that way, hence their name, I'm sure, Gleam for Elementor. Go check this plugin out, and I give this one a 4 dragon rating. Hey, this show currently brought to you by Save Time and Money Managing Multiple WordPress Websites. If you have several WordPress websites to manage, either for your clients or yourself, then you know how much time it can take managing them all. Time that is spent on mundane administrative tasks and then losing that time for your important business tasks. CMS Commander is an online service that solves this problem and makes managing multiple WordPress websites fast and easy, as simple as controlling a single site. By placing all your websites in one powerful dashboard, CMS Commander makes it possible to update, backup, and manage them all at the same time in one place. Features of CMS and Commander include one-click updates of plugins, themes and WordPress core for all sites, automatic scheduled website backups, website cloning and restoration, uptime monitoring and analytics integration, bulk posting and automatic content. Sign up now for your 14-day trial at cmscommander.com and access all the features that will allow you to manage more websites and save time. Absolutely. As I've mentioned, CMS Commander, great system. Please use the links in the show notes or go to wppluginsaz.com/CMS Commander. It is an affiliate link. They don't actually pay me for the ad. It's just a way for me to collect an affiliate from an affiliate program that has consistently paid me over the years. Okay, and listener questions and feedback. I do have some feedback this week. It'd be nice to get some feedback from people, but I do have a listener question. And this one here starts off, I have a client that created a not-for-profit website, and they have a gala every year. For the next year, they want to sell the tickets online to streamline the process and get people to the site. What ticket plugin would you recommend? I found so many, I'm not sure which to use. Thanks for all your help. P.S. I would love to leave a review for the great work that you do, but I use Pocket Cast, and they don't have reviews. Techman Lou, web design and development. So this came from Techman Lou. So Techman Lou, I greatly appreciate that. First off, to your first question, I highly recommend now the Event Espresso plugin, the one we just finished a contest for. If I'd have got this earlier, I'd seen this earlier, I would have sent you to the contest to maybe had a chance at winning the license. But that's already done. We'll be talking about that in a minute. So I would go to Event Espresso. I used that for a nonprofit organization last year. Fantastic plugin. I'll talk a bit more about that in a minute. But that's where I would go. If you don't want to go the expensive route there, well, it doesn't matter either way. I was going to say the events calendar from, The events calendar also has plugins for selling tickets too, but they're turned out to be nowhere near as good as Event Espresso is now. So that's where I would suggest. As for leaving a review, you can do that at iTunes. If you got iTunes, you can go into iTunes directly and leave a review there. Otherwise, just send us a note here and we'll get your review listed out. And so that's all I really got for you. Thanks, Techman Lou. I greatly appreciate your feedback and your question. Okay, and the contest. We do have a winner for the contest we ran for the last month. The one which, thanks back to Martin, who had won it previously, gave us back the license to give away again. It was the license for Event Espresso. It was a license that would let you choose between the Everything license or the Developer license, whatever one you needed. Each one had different specifications. As I said, Event Espresso, excellent plug-in system. When I had to build out that website last summer for a garden organization, this is what they chose. At first, I didn't want to use it because I'd had some experiences, but they fixed all those, and it works very, very well. Go check this one out, also along with the things from Seth Schultz. Now, the winner we have for this week is Marcus. So thank you very much. Congratulations to you, to Marcus, for winning the contest. As soon as he gets in touch with me again, I will send him out his license key. All right. And a new contest, we will have a new contest coming soon, so stay tuned. We will have a new contest coming soon, as soon as we get it organized. You want to know more about the contest? Just tune in to wppluginsaz.com/contests for more information about what's coming. Okay, so closing out this episode, I covered up my social feed, which I gave a 4 to, product labels for WooCommerce, which I gave a 4 to, and Gleam for Elementor, which I gave a 4 to. A couple of quick reminders. The next WordPress meetup for Victoria will be on June 21st, 2020, starting at noon, and it will be held up at Lake Cowichan. For information on how to get there, you got to email me directly. I'm not putting that information online. This is going to be at a private residence in a backyard. It will be an outdoor event. There will be burgers and dogs and pop, but if you want your own booze, you got to bring it. So join us for some fun afternoon. Hopefully it should be a nice sunny day and we can enjoy ourselves out in the yard. All right. There is a new interview out there right now with Sabrina. No, we got another interview out. I can't remember which one. There's another new interview out and I didn't update the information for this show, but go check it out. I have an interview and I'll make sure next show I have the information updated for the show because Sabrina was the last interview. If you want to be interviewed, simply contact John at wppro.ca or go to wppluginsaz.com/interview. Want to find out more about me? Go check out my journey over at theroguestavern.com, where I'm building out an urban forest right now. And later in the summer, I'll be heading back out to the Gold Claims, hiking, camping, And in the fall, it will include hunting. All right. That's pretty much all I've got. So I'm going to close it out here. If you've got any questions or anything you want to put into the chat, please do it during the exit credits. And of course, we can't forget, it is tequila shot time. Down the hatch. Ah, wow. That's good. Let my girl take us on out of here.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsa-z.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsa-z. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.